All right, here we go. We're live, boys.
Here we go.
Yes. So if you're listening to this, this is not going to be very structured at all.
No.
This is the old watching the river on the dock episode. So I've got Mr. Bo Saunders and I've got David Hudson here. And we're just hanging out, man. We went out today and did a little bit of fishing. Got ourselves a few brown trout. Came back here, having coffee, good talk, and doing a podcast.
Yeah,
why not? Just talk, hang out.
So what's been going on with y'all, man? It's been winter and it's been rainy, a very rainy, wet winter, I would say. And
yes.
It's had a lot of people
wondering what's next. What are we now? Almost 10, we 10 feet up?
10 yes. feet right now.
And then
they're calling for another inch, like one day this weekend. I
and
think.
Of course, it's coming up on March, spring break month.
Oh, yeah. Everybody.
Bring your streamer sticks.
Yeah.
It was high last year in spring break, too, I remember.
Yeah, whole month.
I went up to the had to go up north because it was blowing up.
Yeah. See, and that's, I guess, concern up there is that I think they might even be a little higher than we are. Yeah. But yeah, so everybody's kind of
dumping
this,
water in from up above, too. Yeah, all that's spilling up.
Because the downriver, the levee, because some levee, what's the one in Augusta now that I guess? I don't know.
I saw, they shut one down to road traffic somewhere along the Mississippi yesterday. The Game and Fish shut one down somewhere.
The Mississippi River looks like a lake. I drive back and forth to go get my son every other weekend.
Right there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, all those river systems over there are just about connected. Everything from the Light, St. Francis, Langille, all that stuff is just connected over there. It's pretty wet.
Cool.
Big water. But no, just, you know, other than that, getting ready for the season. Kind of come up out of the winter time, I guess. In I'm learning the guide's life now. After 4 years of going, you hit that slow season. You still gotta keep doing things to keep your head going and
maintenance.
Stay strong, man.
Maintenance, a lot of maintenance, boat maintenance, getting the gear ready,
staying busy. You know.
Going crazy, trying to figure out what else you need to do.
What else to do? Yeah, it's tough. What we've hit on a little bit, that's come wintertime, it's because you run wide open and then all of a sudden it's kind of starts drifting off. And it's
after Christmas, man.
Yeah.
It's like it goes from, I don't know if everybody spends money from Christmas or what, and then from the first, you know, couple weeks of February, I work quite a bit, and then from, you know, then as long as it's cold, it's roll of the dice, you know.
Yeah,
the weather, so it's, water, it's crazy.
It's hard to, I don't want to say keep your mind, right? But it is. It can be a little depressing. So you've got to kind of walk your way off on that.
Oh, yeah.
And
sit around and watch the walls.
Or you look out and it's raining.
2 inches
like,
of rain coming
I
down.
Just got up. I had, you know, my Red Bull, which, by the way, I'm 4 days without a Red Bull now.
Wow.
How's that doing for you?
It's good. I got on, there's a, I don't remember the name of it, but it's a little drink with nothing in it, no sugar, but doing good. But, and then you'd be up for a couple hours and it's raining and you're like, you know what, I could take a nap. And then you sleep for 4 hours. And you're like, you wake up and it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You're like, what in the world? So then you go to doing things, keeping busy. And, you know, come 8 o'clock, you're like, man, I could go to bed again. And you go to sleep. So, I mean, it's but yeah, you just.
A lot of hibernating.
Why is that, man? I don't know that I could live in a climate where the sun wasn't out.
Oh, like, yeah, like up in Oregon, Washington. When I left the service in 2000, it had rained up there, drizzled 96, 98 days straight. I mean, you think about that. Of course, what, the highest suicide rate was, what, Oregon, something there for a while. I don't know what it is now. But it's because it just rains. constant,
nonstop.
Whether it be a drizzle, it's just gonna come on. It's tough to keep motivated in a situation like that.
Yeah, it's so weird how the weather can affect. You know what I mean? Like seasonal depression and stuff like that for folks.
And the sun. I don't know about y'all, when the sun was out here a couple days ago, dude, windows open, we're sitting outside, didn't have nothing to do outside, nobody here, but it just gives you that feeling, it gets those endorphins going, I guess, and you're like, all right, I'm feeling good.
But you get a little energy, too, exactly. It's like, dang, where did that shot of
this good
little vitamin D shot?
Yeah, man, somebody had a lady tell me one time, you turn your palms up. That's like the way to get the most vitamin D. It is absorbed through your palms, I guess. Something to do with your palms.
Like, I don't want to hear nothing when I'm walking around here from the rest of the. My palms up.
And your palms up. They're like.
You know, it's like the old saying when your hand's itching, you got some money coming or something.
You would look just like Jesus if you turned your palms up.
I guess, yeah, right.
You gonna come down one morning, he's gonna be sitting on the dock with his legs crossed, his palms up. What are you doing? I'm getting my vitamin D.
There was somebody's like, who told you that?
I already can't tell enough anyway for looking homeless.
It's almost as bad as reading stuff on the internet and believing that it's true. Like, you get on the. So, I have a hard time being friends on Facebook with some members of certain groups because it's like you can't trust them to not say something crazy on your page.
Yeah.
You know, like a Nazi.
I don't want this side of the family to read that.
Right. It's like I can't do it. But I got off on a tangent there. Totally forgot.
But no, it was a good morning out in the new boat. Impressed with it. Mm-hmm. Like the way it drives. Like the way it rows.
Heck yeah, man.
Definitely like that platform up front. I didn't get to fish from the back. How'd you like it, Dave?
I liked it.
Yeah.
It's not too shabby. So
I don't think it matters where you're at in that boat.
It wasn't.
No, I don't think it does.
It wasn't. I mean, it was all Doug, Vic. I mean, he did an amazing job. I mean, and not, he didn't just stop at, like, good enough, you know, from getting out. And good enough, go ahead.
Kind of one of them deals, don't do it half-assed.
Yeah, and even still, after getting it out, it's like, you know, anything that I ever want done to it from here on out, it's, you know, he's going to keep doing it until it, that's just how he is.
Yeah, I
mean,
until it's perfect.
Brilliant.
I mean, with anything, it's, you've got to go at it like that.
Is that the first one he's made like that?
That's the first one he's made, and
wow.
There's been several kind of trials, and, you know, it definitely, I don't think any time you do something like that for the, not that the concept or the design behind the boat is anything like original or any groundbreaking, and because there are lots of power drifters out, but you know, it's still the engineering that goes into that is much different than you'd think. You know, I mean, much, you know, knowing exactly where to put your lines and getting it to get up on step and with, you know.
Mm-hmm. Depending on where you're at, you know, weight-wise in the boat and whatnot. Because you've got to be able to pop up and it done exactly.
So, he did, you know, everything until it was where it needed to be. And really, I'm proud of it. I mean, it's a boat you pull around and you're just like, I'm proud of it. You know, just going from having a vision and then being able to take it to him and be like, man, look at this. And he's the type of guy, he's like, I, you know, I wanted a challenge. And that's a, that would, I mean, to do that with that aluminum, with, and make it as light as he did was, you know, in as heavy duty as it is, you know, it was pretty cool.
Well, it drives nice. I've never driven a stick steer before like that, and that boat drives amazing. I mean,
thanks, man.
Yeah, and it rows great too.
Yeah, it feels like it looks bigger than it feels like it is on the water. You know,
yeah.
Like it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I get
when,
that.
When you get on the water, it feels, I don't know, it doesn't feel big. I mean, like it, you know, there's plenty of space, but it doesn't, you kind of wonder, like, well, how would it row? You know, and it's,
I don't,
it does just fine. It
rows just fine.
Just fine. Yeah. And that sucker will just sit, you know, like a drift boat. And in, if you're sitting in some current or something, and a drift boat will sit better than a long boat will, you know. And I feel like it does a good job of just, you know, like when you let off the, you know, you don't have to constantly be on the oars if you're trying to hold somebody in a spot to, like, hit that spot on the bank, then you don't have to put near as much work into getting the boat to stay, you know, on that line that you wanted to stay on if you're oaring it. So that's, I like that too.
I think the goal at our age is less effort, you know, with maximum output. Yeah, that's kind of what we're looking for.
Why not, right?
It is so bad.
It's the inevitable. You're going to get old. Yeah. How can you make this easier? And that's the key to it.
It took me up until I was 30 to really believe that all this stuff I'd been doing in my body over the years was going to catch up.
And what all the old timers were saying, son, you better watch how you're going to be doing this. Yeah. I don't know how many times. And now I'm doing the same crap to myself. I'm like, boy, you better warm that arm up. You're going to blow it out. You know? And should have listened to them old guys.
Yeah, no doubt.
Damn it.
I'm going to go grab a cup of coffee real quick.
Yeah.
Pausing it?
No, y'all.
Oh, we're still on.
Y'all talk
still
about the
weather. Yeah, weather.
All right, weather.
Chance of rain.
Yep. So you're still flying from the broken boat trip?
Oh my gosh! Yes, that. When you can wake up in the morning and say, "Okay, I want to do a little nymph," and then I want to do a little nymphing. Never done it before. And then I want to do some dry flying. I've always gotten too excited and just practically ripped their ass out. So
it's hard to wait on them once that you see that head come up, not to just yank it out of their face.
But to go out on the first day and that actually happened,
man,
and be with the people that we were with, you know, it was one of those events that was special, and I'll never forget it just because I was a participant. Yeah, it was weird because they were, all right, participants, come and get your dinner. Well, I've always been the volunteers, and this is one of my first outings I got to go out on as a veteran, to where basically I was pampered. So, yeah, first in the chow and whatnot, and then the guy by my side. But, it's amazing.
Those were some beautiful fish, man, I saw several pictures.
Oh yeah, moved down to, I mean, it was one of, I felt like a 15, 16 year old kid, no, probably younger than that, down to the point of, did you see the one with the pink sunglasses? Have you seen any?
We found some pink sunglasses on the riverbank, and there's like little Barbie sunglasses.
That's awesome.
So Bo's out there fishing with them. Yeah, it's pretty good. You're around all these, you know, battle-hardened war veterans and Bo's.
Yeah, Marine Corps, you know.
The pink glasses.
Straight up.
The Colonel.
Yes, I mean, all of it were, it's just, you're
excuse
just like,
me, well, take a selfie with my pink sunglasses.
Because they brought them over. Of course, I had yanked the hat off. And
no, he's holding a really good fish, too. That's the funny part about it. Yeah.
Getting my hair all messed up just so the picture would look, you know, crazy as we what we were going for, and it did. I'm trying to find it.
I love that, that like, take on, I think we should start making a bunch of, like, silly, stupid fish pictures.
Okay.
Like that, to break the cycle, exactly. To make that cool. Instead of the like
serious,
yeah, the real serious.
You're on Nymphin. There's my first fish caught with the pink bark.
That is so awesome.
I mean, you can see the back. I mean, it's
phenomenal. That is so cool. So,
yeah, that, and when that came through, they were like, dude, you can rock that. That's something's looking there.
That's awesome.
So, they're in another nice one.
That is a stud.
But then, beautiful rainbow. So then my first dry fly fish, we had to pop the sunglasses back out again. But yeah, pretty cool. Yeah, that was the dry fish when we walked up. And then Hudson,
that's
stud.
A good fish.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's a little
that's solid. But yeah, the sign was the, well, you've, we'd love you guys to show these pictures too. At least some,
slow please, chicken, pigs, dogs, chilling.
Chilling, thanks. And none of it is spelt correctly. Well, slow is S-L-O-W. Yeah, then it's, yeah, it's good stuff right there. But it was a phenomenal trip, man. We were with, like I said, North Texas Patriot Anglers. Good group of guys. Gunny, hell of a man.
So y'all at Broken Bow?
Broken Bow, Oklahoma. Yeah.
We were fishing the Lower Mountain Fork.
Lower Mountain Fork?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm called. Yep. Real technical look water.
Really pretty, man.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
Really pretty.
Yeah, to be,
that's
yeah.
I'm looking at a picture, it almost kind of looked like the Spring River.
Dude, it's nuts. If you were to fly in, that's
maybe the
North
Fork
later on.
Yeah.
In some spots, you know, those big.
It's got a lot of bluffs. A lot of, yeah, a lot of terrain.
I guess if you were to drive basically blindfold flying at nighttime and woke up that morning and went outside, you would never have guessed you're in Oklahoma. Not in a million years.
Well, a lot of people say that about here too. You know,
right?
That's what
they do. True. They do.
You know.
So that was a cool thing that I got to experience.
There are spots
over there
like that. I guarantee you, in a lot of places, you'd be like, man, where? There's no way we're here. You
yeah,
know,
yeah, right? But they're smart in keeping them quiet. They don't want everybody to know their little gems.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
That was probably what the little red was for.
Can you imagine what this place was like before social media? I mean, just, I mean, how that is just really blown out outdoor sports with the social media.
Well, I think fly fishing. I'm glad it's getting more people into fly fishing. But I feel like social media, it's been great and it's been bad because it's gotten more people into it. But it's also almost become like people use it for branding for everything. Everything is, you know,
free marketing.
Fly fishing. Yeah. So it's like you see some pictures of some stuff that you're just like shaking your head. You know, like, no, you know, that never happened. So, and then there's of course the weird shots, I guess you could say, of like the, you know, the head turned down where you can't see anything, and
oh yeah,
the dude's face,
yep,
fish is like tails like a foot above his head, yeah,
or the underwater shot, you know, like the guy's in the water and he's holding it up above him, yeah, like somebody got wet to take that shot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty invested in your.
Oh yeah, you had to work for it. For sure, that didn't come easy. Then you had to have a buddy to take a picture of you doing it. That's the other thing.
Yeah, then you're like, let me see the picture. No, I don't like that one. Let's do it again.
Yeah, jump back in the water, grab that 18-inch fish, and hold it up again.
Wonder how much cool shit has happened, like, because there was nobody there with people to, like, video or...
Oh, there's no telling. I think about it all the time. I think, okay, I'm going to go fishing. Well, you got to have goals. I know it's crazy, but I'll catch the next world record. I picture it happening, something like that, when you're by yourself.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm talking.
Yeah.
You're
somewhere where you're not getting your cell phone service
or anything. A caveman screaming like a wild banshee just trying to get. But that's always on my mind if I'm out there by myself. I know that was a little off the wall subject.
No, it,
but,
no,
but it's one of those deals that you're like, you know, how the hell can I get, you know?
Yeah, no, well, what am I going to do? You're being ready for it, you know, because
exactly.
That's when it that when
when
it
you're
happens.
Relaxed yep. And not thinking about it, that's when all hell's going to break yep. Loose.
That's when you're going to have some fun.
At least
right
that's
there.
What I think.
When the pressure's, take the pressure off.
Yeah.
That was take the pressure off everybody. You know,
prime example today. We went out there with no expectations.
Oh, yeah.
Whatsoever.
It was crazy because I had my phone on old man, so when I go to bed, I put it on vibrate so I don't get woke up. But I didn't turn my ringer up. So, and then, you know, Dave, I pull up. David's pulling in the resort here. Sweet. What's going on, Bubba? And then you pull up and y'all ready to fit. I'm like, I didn't know anything about it. And I looked at my phone and I've gotten all y'all's messages. We're all talking. But it was one of those like, yeah, let me go get my, you know, throw a pair of socks on and throw a hoodie on. Let's do this. And then go out and.
And Cameron's brand new yeah. Badass boat and get some blood in it, you know
yeah.
What I mean?
Yeah. Awesome. And that was a, what, big glass ride?
Well, there ain't no way I was going to. Pull the boat here, and we're if there's a boat and there's three dudes willing with some time, we're about to fish, buddy. About to get it going.
We did. It was
yeah, we caught that little push of water
was,
just right. It seemed like
nice fish. There, and that, I had to jump off real quick and meet the land. I wish I wouldn't have gone down. I'd love to have gone down after seeing the picture. Yeah, so yeah,
that was the most casual.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the most casual, like, stick and retrieve of a fish on a streamer I think I've seen.
I don't think I ever checked up talking about Alan. So,
yeah, but like, we were talking my big old, I got my, he's throwing my 8-weight fiberglass rod. And,
streamer fishing with a fiberglass.
Yeah, which is, I've never fished a fiberglass rod, so it's all, you know.
It, this floppy thing is just like blah, blah, blah. I mean, they're a blast, you know, but it's blah, 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 like you're waiting on it. And so he's telling the story, and he's talking, and then it's like
Alan, no, got to get that name out there.
Lieutenant Colonel
and Apache Warrior Foundation.
Yep.
Apache
Look him up. Yeah. Look him up. This is a good group
Apache
of guys.
Apache Warrior Foundation.
Yeah. It's a foundation that he started. Non-profit, helping soldiers. So, but yeah, back
that's
to
awesome.
The story. Yeah,
I looked up and Bo stuck it, and he's like mid-sentence, and it was a nice, nice fish, really nice fish, really nice fish.
Yeah.
And he was like calmly and collectively. Can never skip to be the story.
And stripping in this fish when normally would be like, okay, let's give it a little bit. Give it a little. No, I was, you know, he was.
Let him run.
I could tell looking, I had a little solid line there, so it was stout and, you know, fuck.
Fiberglass.
Why had the story going and old yellow belly out there rolling around, madder than snot.
It can be like shooting bull with a rope, can it?
Yeah, it
with that.
Yeah, it's different, but I liked it. I mean, it was it held the fish fine.
We all got us warm, man. That was cool.
Yeah,
just get out there and do it. You know,
why not? Yeah, let's go. We're here.
Yeah,
and then sticks.
one bonus chainsaw pickerel.
Yeah.
Yes, we got that.
We were just talking about it too right before it happened.
It was destiny. It was supposed to be.
You pulled that, I tried to throw them back in there. Maybe there's another one hanging in.
I was really expecting us to catch like 50 after that because we were just talking about
how
you catch one and probably catch another one. So I was like, oh, here we go. Get on and pickerel. Oh. That's so cool.
Yeah, it was a good day, man. That was, spontaneous, you know, playing things like that always happens. So
I'm
cool.
Finding out that is that's the fun thing about this job is, you know, honestly, I couldn't tell you what I'm going to do tomorrow. I have no clue. It's
my answer is usually, let me check the water schedule
first. yeah. And then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
But,
what your life revolves around.
It's freaking tailwater dam is what controls my life. That is 6-year-old.
We're gonna have some floodgates, boys. I believe.
I thought they'd already have it open by now, but
it's too burnt. It's too flooded downstream, man.
I mean, how long are they gonna let it sit and build? I mean, I don't know what's the highest this we've been here? Anybody know?
Flood. You can check on the. I forget what it says. 486, maybe.
Is that the highest that we've?
Sounds about right.
I mean, that's the way you're at. Yeah, that's some major.
You got a little wormy crawling on your hood.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Look him off a tree.
There's a baby mop fly. I'm sorry, guys. He just came crawling out of my hair. You never know what you get out of
Bo's back of his hood, around his neck area back there. And basically just saved his life.
What else is growing in that beard?
Shake this little bitch out of here.
What's up, little inchworm?
He just cruised along. That's my partner.
What's up, dude?
I'm sorry. I didn't
No, man, I don't mind.
What were you talking about?
Inchworms.
Dude, I just got us way.
Swirl.
It's like when he's talking and I just was watching that thing creep closer and closer and closer to his
really
hair.
We're
gonna do it.
So I was asking B-Ball, you ever watch any of those? And this is way off subject, but those videos, what you got the pimple popper?
Oh man, I can't stand that.
And then the one they find a surprise in the dude's ear, and I mean they're pulling out all this stuff. I mean chunks of stuff, and then the last little thing they find, and it's like a cockroach. But
cockroach made him a home in a dude's ear.
And then it just impacted. It was crazy. But I know that's nasty, but I once I get to watching that kind of crap, this could have went in my ear and grown to be a big brain-sucking something. So, thank you.
One of the craziest things I had or things I've ever seen, there was a snort. When I was working... we went on a medical call to the public pool there in Sherwood. And all of a sudden, we pull up, and this woman comes running out. She's just like, I'm crazy, tearing around, screaming, running around like her, you know. I thought she was maybe, you know, something was going on. There's nothing around her, nobody around her, you know, everybody else is kind of calm and collected, wondering like, what in the world is this? So it wasn't, you know, we thought it was just her or something weird maybe she thought was going on in her head.
Yeah.
And we finally got her stopped and calmed down and like, what's going on? You know, what? And she was like, my head, there's something in my head, something in my head, something in my head. And I was like, what? She's like, it's crawled in my ear. And I was like, looking, I couldn't, first, really couldn't see anything. Like, and then, all of a sudden, I had to get a flashlight to even see the tip of his tail, but a dirt dauber? It may have been a red moss. It was a red moss. Yeah. Because that's what it got up in. So a red wasp. She like went down, I guess, in the water, and a red wasp somehow got in her ear canal. Crawled up in that thing, dude.
Oh.
Whoa.
In the ear. Saw he was alive and just steady.
Buzzing. Just, can you imagine that buzzing inside your ear just and you can't get it out?
Moving and crawling around in there. So we dumped some sterile saline down in there, and he got backed up enough where he got him. It just came right out eventually. It freaked me out, dude.
Oh yeah, I'd be walking around with earmuffs on.
Can you imagine?
No.
Pulling that.
Oh yeah,
Matt. Have you ever thought about the? Is that a myth about like swallowing spiders at night? You ever heard anything about that?
About, like, spiders laying eggs in your skin and...
Yeah, like, you know, there's so many, like, you swallow so many spiders.
I think that's like an old wives' tale. I think there's a movie coming out about all that old wives' tale that we grew up here and stuff like that.
I always tell Kit, you know, because, you know, at that age, snacks in bed and whatnot. You're going to fall asleep and you're going to wake up to old rat's balls raking across your face eating your crumbs. Yeah, you know?
That's a good visual.
Yeah, when you think of it like that, he's like, Dad. I'm like, well, I tend to take it way extreme. And that's a kind of an extreme level.
We were just talking about that a little while ago, how awesome it is to see your kids want to emulate you, you know, like, yeah. want to make dad proud, you know what I mean?
Just as like, we did, you know, as we that. Did. I mean, that's, like I said, my aspect of it, I wanted to do what he did, and I did, with the trucking company and all that, and then moved on to different things, but they're watching us, and that's, it's scary, but it's a good thing because I know it. It was an eye opener for me. Keep you in check, because he's, like I said, he's watching.
Yeah, every little habit that we have, it's crazy, and it is eye opening too. At times, yeah. It's like, wow, I didn't realize I did that.
I see him do things. My son Max, I see him do things. I'm like, where did he get that? Where did he get that from? You know, and it's just genetically ingrained in them. You know, where they're just when you see him do something for the first time, and it's just pick it up like they've, you know, done it 100 times.
Yeah. It's in there, dude. That is, there is something to that. Mm-hmm. Like way down the line somewhere, you have somebody that was really good at something. You know, many generations of maybe, you know, in a row, 3 great-great-grandsons of somebody way, way down the line before you that was really good at, you know, knife-making or something, you know, something working really good with their hands. And so dexterity probably became, like, it is maybe easier for some people than is others. That's crazy to even think about. But like you said, he's got that just built into him.
There's certain things.
Like a fishy little guy.
Yeah, he's a fishy without little even, dude, too.
Like, having a try.
It's just things I see him do when he shoots his bow. When I see him pick it up and he's never really had severe instruction before and just does things so natural and so fluid. Things like that I see him do and I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool. I don't know if that's for me growing up doing that or if it's, you know, just he's just got it. Yeah. But other little things like that too. I mean, it's so much fun to see him grow up and develop those skills and to share those with them, you know, especially fishing and showing them the fly fishing part of it. Like, I'll wake up in the morning and I'll come out of my room and Max is sitting at the vise making some shit up, you know, but he's got a bucket of materials that he sits there and makes his own stuff. And he's so proud of every single one of them. And we have boxes we put them in and, you know, just...
You gotta save those, man.
Yeah, they're really cool.
I've got the shoe box full of the bright yellow and pink and neon green chenilled up buggers or whatever, you know, like crazy off the wall stuff, flies that I'm gonna keep forever, and then one day I'm sure I'll look at them and be like, it'll be tough to even look at them these days.
You know, imagine be that. Tough. Yeah.
Pulling that box out with all your kids' flies.
Well, just represents so.
Kids.
It's such
I'm gonna cry.
An innocent age. You're so innocent and so good-hearted at that age. I mean, I'm dreading the day that it goes over the hill where they start getting bent by society and things like that. It's just such a pure time right now when they're 5, 6, 7, 8 years old.
I wish I could pause it a lot just from like Harper started kindergarten. And I've noticed it's crazy how when they do start, you know, they're around other kids, that starts molding them in a different direction, you know, than what
you kind of,
you know, what you're used to. Yeah. Like their personality kind of changes a little bit at times. And That is kind of weird how, but they're just so innocent, man. Mm-hmm. Right now, you know, it's awesome. And every day is awesome.
All they want to do is eat candy and make you happy.
That's
you
know? It, dude.
I mean, that's all they want to do.
And they're no, they're, or at least mine are so optimistic about everything. Like, gonna be, oh, it's okay if it's raining 13 days in a row.
Yeah,
we'll just play this game here inside. Yeah. You know, no big deal. But I think we could all take something from watching our kids.
It's such a resetting thing for me to sit and watch him sometimes without really getting into a conversation and just watching him, you know, just learning by watching him and paying attention to him instead of paying attention to a phone. You know, I've stopped doing that sometimes.
That's an easy pattern to fall into.
Oh, yeah.
And I justify a lot of my phone time as work for myself, but a lot of it's not work that I do. You know,
a lot of it can be cut out.
I definitely need to do better about that.
Which it's tough because, you know, that phone rings. Here's the way I look at it. If you don't answer it, somebody else will.
Yeah. No, absolutely. They're going to keep
calling
down. That's coming
from the logistics end of my business career beginning. And then, where that phone has to, if that phone rings, you've got to answer it.
Yeah.
If not, you're going to lose something. And that, I mean, it goes with everything.
Well, especially in the guide business, man. We got to answer that phone. I mean,
if not, then we'll call somebody else.
Yeah, you got to get on it. Hey, man, I'm good. I got that opening. Somebody canceled that day. I can get in there. But if you don't get back to them, like you were saying, it slides down the line.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, they're planning their family vacation trip or not. So, I mean, it's weird because now we come into that time when our phone starts blowing up, where we're just coming out of that season where every once in a while there's occasional phone rings, you know, to where it's wide open.
See, where they've got me recently has been like all the sales calls from Pennsylvania, New York, Florida, Chicago.
They figured out what you did for a living, and then it's all different area codes from all over the U.S.
Have you waited and listened to the whole message and then get them to take you off your calling list?
Number seven.
Yep, you got to let the damn message play out. That's how they get you, because you listen to the damn message, and then it says, do you want to take me off, do you want off the calling list, and you got to hit the button.
I've never listened to it. I just get really angry that that just wasted...
Yep.
That split second of my life to answer a sales call.
Oh, that sucks, man. Those people are the lowest form, man. I just think that's horrible.
Man.
Go get a real job.
No offense, but that's crap.
Dude, that would be tough, man.
It would be, but...
It would be a tough place to be in life.
Man,
to be
getting
like
hung up on all the time.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
You gotta just not get
it. I mean,
Sorry if there's anybody out there listening.
Sorry.
I apologize, but...
sales calls, but... Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine getting your face slammed on 5,000 times in a day and still go home and be happy to see your family.
Well, I'm not going to lie. There have been a few times where I've, I don't want to say harassed, but it's like, you lead them on a little bit,
Oh, yeah, you got to play with
them. You're like, tell me about this weird sounding company with a website that I've never heard of that's going to sell, my website on Google for me. Tell me more about this company.
Yeah.
And then let them go into their spiel.
Yeah.
And then keep them on for however long you can. And try to sound as incompetent as you can, too. Like, what's your email address? Send you a file to open.
Yeah.
Blah 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 at gofyourself.com.
Yeah.
The very end of the and that's what's awesome is that you can completely let them sit there for their time that they would be harassing somebody else.
Exactly. And they're actually thinking they're going to get somewhere. You already know that they're not. So it's
yeah. And I think all those are, I don't know, they probably, I wonder what they can and can't get away with saying, because I've had them kind of talk back before.
There's
you know,
no intent. Yeah, they'll talk.
Say talk back, but yeah, like, kind of just back. Wasted oh, their time.
Yeah.
I'd be so pissed if somebody.
Oh, yeah, when you think. That's what I said. But imagine having that happening all day long, and then come the end of your shift, and you got to go home and you'd be happy. I don't know how you would take it, but that would be a tough one.
It'd be tough, man.
Yeah.
Be real tough. It makes you appreciate
what we do.
Well, yeah, what you have and what you. What you get to do that something that you enjoy or that you feel like you know you enjoy for a living you're doing what you love to do. Yeah. I think some people are wired differently. I know there's different personality types and all that jazz.
Without a doubt.
Some people are like they like the 9-to-5 like mm-hmm. you know
yeah ideally.
And yeah. They wouldn't want it any other way. No. That's, I mean,
my dad, awesome, that was him. Yeah. I mean, he was, he straight said, why take the risk when I can work for somebody else and make decent money?
And not have the stress.
Yeah.
Everything else to worry about. It makes a lot of sense.
I mean, I tried that and I did it. But I always need, I guess, a little bit of an adrenaline junkie. So that hustle, the old saying, the dream's free, the hustle sold separately.
That's cool. Man. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's what makes it
sense,
is.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's got a dream. Whether or not you're willing to hustle it and make it happen, that's on your shoulders.
I heard some guys talking on a podcast earlier this week about like you said everybody has a dream, but
yeah.
Like. He was talking with a clinical psychologist about how he's like, well, everybody thinks they're the hero in their own movie, right? Like you're in your life, like in your story or your dream,
yeah.
You're the hero.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you subconsciously make choices based on that, you know, based on what you really, really want or what you really want to happen. So it's kind of, I guess, the people that guide, I would think, or the people that do any kind of, I don't want to say a weird job, but like a, you know, not a normal 9-to-5 job that they love, like, I would say that's just, it's a different, different type of person, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
To be able to just.
It's all on you. It's not up to the boss to say you start work at 8:00. You go home at this time. It's all on you whether you make it or not. And what you put into it. I mean, you go halfway, you're going to get half-assed, you know, out of it. So,
reap what you sow.
Yeah. Absolutely. I swim, go wide open, and if it doesn't make it, I fall on my face, I dust myself off, and do something different.
The hard work is kind of, it's weird how it's rewarded. I mean, it really is. It's hard to describe a lot of times how we were talking. Well, we were even talking today about how there's, you know, everything happens for a reason, and for, you know, there to. What is it? Oh, that's the.
Coca-Cola machine.
I'm gonna have to cut that part out. I just totally
lost it there. But yeah, no.
I can't remember. I
everything
did.
That.
Let's probably pause right here and clap. Hold on. All right, there.
Squirrel.
I'm sorry, dude.
No. But you're right. You're. It's everything is down to. Well, David thinking. Did you ever think we'd be sitting in this building doing what we're doing when we met on the top of the hill here 4 years ago?
No way. I didn't think that we would be doing something like this. I didn't know where it was going, but I didn't think I'd be sitting here looking out over the river, you know, drinking coffee.
The shit that we built.
And yeah, by hand.
Yeah.
Like every damn board in this place
I mean,
was
it
built.
Just goes to show.
We like planed it down and tongue and grooved it. I mean, yeah, I would never think we'd be here.
And met up in this parking lot here when, you know, after the auction. Yeah, and then here's what I want to do. What do you think? Yeah, let's try that. And then,
we put a ton of work in this place, man. It's crazy how much different it is. I mean, I can't imagine planning that out and doing it. Were you just like, screw it and like go, you know,
it was,
pedal to the floor type of
thing.
You talking about remodeling in here?
Yeah.
We just came in here and started ripping shit out.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was the coolest thing was, you know, because I'm always, I don't know if I'll be able to fix it if I break it. Well, don't worry about fixing it. We're just breaking it. So, man, we had this thing gutted, ripped, I mean, and I was like, this is cool. This is easy. And everybody kept saying, this is the fun, fast stuff. It's about to get slow.
Yeah.
And then after.
Yeah, you're seeing lots of progress right now.
And then when you start planing and doing woodwork, and then that's when the time comes in. And But it was, I'll never forget that. I'll never forget it.
Man, I remember the only time I've ever done the, like, sanding, planing, cutting the tongue and groove, doing all of it, you know, there on site.
Yeah.
I was like 16 years old, middle of the summer. This is my summertime job. And I remember doing it from the time the sun came up until about an hour before the sun went. So, probably like, I don't know. I don't know what time it was when we got done. But anyway, basically did that
all day.
All day long.
Yeah.
All day long.
Yeah.
That's the last time I wanted to do that.
Like, I know why. That's the last time. I'm not looking for another woodworking project.
I wanted to do that.
I got ran off all the power tools. I was a go get them guy. Go get some boards. Don't use the power tool, Saunders.
Don't open Pandora's box.
Boom! What was that? Bows on another power tool.
That was like my thing has been how much stuff that I visualize tearing up when I'm trying to fix something. It's like, well, like let's say we need a new sink or something like that. Most people are like, oh, it's just a sink, you just replace the sink. And I'm thinking,
I'm gonna tear something up.
Something's going to go bad wrong. Like, we're not going to have a sink for, like, a week, you know. Some part's going to break that, you know, the pipe's going to get all messed up. Might call a plumber anyway. So, the older I get, the more I really, really pick and choose, like, what I do or what I don't do around the house. I wish you could have seen that place over on the lake that I did. Back when I was a young man with lots of energy, decided to buy about a 2,800 square foot house and remodel it and live there while I did it.
Ouch.
With a pregnant wife.
Sounds like fun.
And yeah, that was. Was efficient, not, but at the end of the day, it took me. I worked on that place for almost 3 years.
Oh, shit.
Where I was done with everything, and then, at the end of it, from when I left that place, when I sold it, I was like, from now on, the rest of my life, I'm gonna stop and think long and hard before I do any type of, like, construction, remodeling. I'm going to sit there and be like, okay, so just put up sheetrock. That's all you got to do. All you got to do is just do that.
Pros and cons.
Yeah, it's like, okay, let me first get it, see how much this sheetrock job's going to cost me first. Like, before Mr. Handyman Do-It-Yourself Cameron's like, I'm going to go to Lowe's and I'm going to get all the stuff I need. I go to Lowe's and 15,000 trips later to Lowe's, project's done. So I kind of pick and choose. That's well, and one thing too about doing, like, working as a guy is that we make, you know, you have to, when you do work, you make a lot of money, you know, or no, I don't want to say that, but for most people. I mean, like a good, you know, when it's a long, lot of hours involved in, you know, in a day. So if you're talking about hours invested and what you make, you know, it's anybody that doesn't know, you don't make a ton of money, but you make a comfortable living, but you don't make it, you know, it's not like you do it to
get rich.
No,
flies, they said, you'll save money.
Yeah, right. But that turns into a cluster, doesn't
it? That's a dark hallway I don't even want to think about right now.
Every time I'm like, order some hooks or something, and I'm like, I'm gonna tie me a dozen of these up. I'm gonna do it, you know.
You tie two.
Two flies.
And then you go to something else.
And I've got an entire bag of two some flies. Weird, like, marabou. I'm not ever gonna see.
You're breathing
see
the same
again.
Air right now, man. I feel the same way.
It's crazy. Well, guys, man, this has been freaking blast. Thanks for getting out with me today. That was
definitely.
Thanks for getting on the sticks and letting me put some in the hoop.
It's fun to feel it again.
I wasn't on. You were on sticks. I was fishing. You was fishing.
It's fun to feel a rod, man.
It rotated perfectly.
Everybody thinks guys get to fish. I don't know how many times I know we got that. I don't know how many times I've heard it like, "Oh, you get to fish for a living." I know everybody has.
No, that's
not even close to. This was probably. Man, I know y'all did the broken bow thing, so that was. But that was not the norm for, you know, like, normally it's probably 3 months between me fishing.
I would say at least
3 months.
I took off, it was before Thanksgiving, was my last paid trip. And here we're going on 1st of March. But my thinking on that too was I had to recharge my batteries because I don't want somebody to pay and hire me.
Oh, I'll start
and be burnt out.
Yeah, right. No, you're exactly right.
Yeah, you just check. You just took yourself off the books, pretty much.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it was a hell of a time. Thanks for having us,
dude.
Love your boat, dude. Your boat's
thank
on point.
Y'all.
It's on point. I'm pretty jealous now.
Yeah. So much. Yeah, that feels. I mean.
It fishes comfortable.
Like I said, I'm biased to it, but because, you know, it's been, you know, I think it's gonna be good. You know, I think it's gonna be good. We kind of keep getting better and better and better too. So,
well, if you wanted, are you gonna put the pictures of the fish we talked about today on your website?
Yes.
Or your.
I'll shoot you some.
Yeah, yes, I'll send you the pics.
I want to use one with the pink glasses so everybody that listens to it can see.
Because, the first one, first one was check nipping, which is, like B-Ball said, because I was telling him, we're just check nymphing, and he's like, "Oh, you just check nymphing," you know, like I know your fly fishing abilities, and you just check nymphing. Then side of it, just go dry fly
with a size 22.
Yeah, and the bow, you can't even see the damn hook to tie it on your line.
that's awesome, dude.
Good stuff.
Oh man. Y'all know it. If that didn't work though, if the size 22 dry and all that other, the check nymphing didn't work, you know what I'd tell them?
Mop fly.
Egg pattern, nipple deep.
Nipple deep.
Nipple
egg,
deep.
I had to think
nipple
about it for a second.
Deep
nipple
egg. Deep. I'll tell you right now, get them.
It'll get them every time.
Get them. All right, guys, thanks so much.
Sir.
Good day. Everybody listening, thanks for listening. If you're this far into the game with us, but been a good day. Y'all have a great couple weeks, and see everybody soon. Love y'all a bunch. Bye.